Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The number of U.S. workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits jumped to a 26-year high last week. State unemployment insurance benefits rose 35,000 to a seasonally adjusted 629,000 for the week ending January 31st. Analysts had forecast 585,000 new claims. The Labor Department today says U.S. non-farm productivity rose in the fourth quarter at a 3.2% annual rate from the 1.5% increase in the third quarter, while output plunged 5.5%, falling at the fastest pace since the first quarter of 1982. USDA had export sales reports this morning for the week ending January 29th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 12.0. Next year, 0.1. Corn this year, 45.8. Next year, 2.0. Soybeans this year, 12.4. And next year, 0.1. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.74 is down 82 points. The NASDAQ, 1503, down 12. And the S&P 500 at 822.95. And it's down 9.25 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather, our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, I did mention during our regular weathercast that cold air has obviously pushed into our area, but has also pushed very far to the south and east, and below freezing temperatures were noted this morning across northern and slipping into central Florida. Looks like the southern portion of the state avoided any damage to their crops, especially the citrus crop and the berry crop down there. Northern sections and, again, north central Florida, it may take a few days to really assess the situation, but the trend over the next several days will be for much warmer conditions to roll into the area. Again, temperatures as low as the upper teens, middle teens across far northern Florida, 14 degrees just off the panhandle around Tallahassee. Temperatures below freezing across, most of the eastern half of the nation. You had to get all the way down into central Florida before you got temperatures that stayed at 33 or above. So the cold air in place starting to move off. We will have a warm-up for the eastern half of the nation. And while we warm up, the western sections of the U.S. will start to cool down. As far as South America, where the growing season is in full growth right now, Argentina had some precipitation, reported rain from Cordoba and the La Pampa in the western two-thirds of Buenos Aires overnight. Rainfall totals from three-quarters of an inch to almost an inch and three-quarters occurred at official reporting sites in La Pampa and southeastern Buenos Aires. However, satellite imagery did suggest greater rain over a larger region into far western Buenos Aires, with some estimated amounts of 2 inches or more. Rainfall elsewhere ranged from just a few hundredths of an inch to two-thirds of an inch. The forecast, again, looking like rain for Tuesday and Wednesday was brought forward by a day. Now it looks like it'll be drier and warmer during the second half of next week through the following weekend, with high temperatures during the drier and warmer period. That would be from February 11th through the 15th, maybe in the 90s, with a couple of warmer readings possible. Overall, this week's rain and that expected into Tuesday of next week brought some relief to crop-stressed areas in Argentina. Most of the precipitation did not change the subsoil moisture, although crop areas near Rosario in the southern portion of Santa Fe did see some improvement after the heavy rainfall earlier this week, and most of Argentina will start to dry back down during the warmer and drier period late next week, with into the following weekend, and slowly returning crop stress to the drier areas of the south. For Brazil, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms about two-thirds of Brazil's summer crop region yesterday and into early this morning. The forecast does suggest favorable weather conditions over most of Brazil for the next 2 weeks. It does look like the rainfall in Rio Grande do Sul will have to be monitored. Soil has firmed up over the past week, and rain is needed there. Showers and thunderstorms will scatter across the state during the coming week, and that should offer some relief to recent drying areas, but more drying next week may be quick to return the firming soil. The only other areas that have trended drier recently in Brazil include Bahia and northern Minas Gerais, and both of those areas will continue drying down for at least the next full week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 573 1/4, up 3 1/4. Last trade up 10. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 542 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 10. July, 567, down 3/4. Last trade up 9 1/4. December, 615 3/4, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 9 1/2. March corn opened at 358, down 1/4. Last trade up 3/4. July, 378 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 1/4. December, 401, down 3/4. Last trade up 3/4. March beans opened at 947 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 7 1/2. July, 960, down 1. Last trade up 5 1/2. November, 888 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/2. March soybean meal opened at 299.90, down 60. Last trade up 150. March soybean oil opened at 32.20, down 15. Last trade up 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Third week in a row, corn sales over 40 million bushels came in at 48. If you have this year and next year, it's a pretty good number.
It is a good number. It's just kind of another good week, and yet the corn trade recently has been pretty well dictated by what the wheat does. Since the wheat will open stronger this morning, I expect the corn will be up a penny or two, but really kind of be the laggard. A couple things I'm noticing is that there's basically no farmer movement of corn here. The basis has improved, but the board price looks real stagnant.
If the farmer continues to be strong holders of corn, will the piper come due come June and July on the board?
Dave, I think farmers are going to start moving corn in this March time period when they start seeing some large bills line up, so I'm not sure we're even going to get to that June-July time period.
So you don't think they're cash heavy based off their sales over the last 2 years?
No, I think we're in a pinch situation again, and it'll come to hit in the next 30 days.
All right, turn your attention to the soybeans, please.
On the beans, we'll be up 5 to 8 cents, something like that. The exports were kind of neutral at just over 12 million bushel. Technically, this market is set to have a rally, really pretty well oversold. The March beans have some buy stops up around 968, 970. The November beans at $9.905.
And as you talked about the wheat, the leader to the upside today, do you think that wheat has the potential over the next 30 to 40 days to rally up into that 650 area?
We could get up there in that 630 area anyway. There's a lot of resistance up there. We'll be 4 to 7 higher this morning. I think people are looking at this bullish inversion in the Minneapolis wheat and thinking that this could be a repeat of 2008. I think that's a little premature.
Well, that would put a 2 in front of the wheat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, turn your attention to CME Livestock.
On the livestock market, I think we'll be mixed, both on the cattle and the hogs. We're certainly seeing a herding box movement on the beef side of things. It's probably going to limit much upside, even if we do have tightening numbers. On the hogs, I think we'll continue to see some bear spreading, but we do have the Fib Hogs at a pretty large, about a $2 discount to the cash index. So if the cash is down 50 cents, the board still needs to rally some.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a grand day now. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the Pre-Opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org.